This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi today. During the event, he will also interact with farmers and scientists. The Prime Minister's office in a statement informed that the 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. In Bangladesh, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protest rallies in capital Dhaka and the northeastern port city of Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday. Their rally blocked traffic for over 3 hours at Shah Bagh in the Central Park part of Dhaka. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism that saw attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to Nepal beginning today. He is visiting the Himalayan nation at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart, Sewa Lamsal. The Foreign Secretary's visit is part of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries. It reflects the priority India attaches to its relations with Nepal under its neighborhood first policy. Securities and Exchange Board of India SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch have denied allegations against them by short seller Hindenburg Research in its latest report. Hindenburg Research, a US-based investment research firm, has alleged that Madhavi Puri Butch and Dhaval Butch owned stakes in offshore entities linked to the Adani Group. In a statement, Butch said that the allegations are untrue and that their life and finances are an open book. They said all disclosures as required have already been furnished to SEBI over the years. Former External Affairs Minister K. Natwar Singh passed away in Gurugram near Delhi last night after a prolonged illness. He was 93. He was not keeping well for some time. Natwar Singh was born in 1931 in Bharatpur district of Rajasthan. He was awarded the Padma Bhushan in 1984. Natwar Singh also authored several books. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over east, northeast, northwest regions of the country till 16th of August. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh during the next 5 days. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Meanwhile, National Capital Region is continuing to witness light to moderate rainfall. Delhi recorded 34 mm rainfall yesterday. India's campaign at the 2024 Paris Olympics officially concluded yesterday, the penultimate day of the competition, with a total of 6 medals. The Summer Games will officially come to an end with the closing ceremony tonight at Stade de France. The ceremony will begin at 00:30 IST with around 80,000 spectators. The name given to the closing ceremony is Records, which will include the celebration of success and achievements of the athletes, along with several artistic performances by prominent actors and artists. For India, two-time Olympic medalists P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakar have been chosen as the flag bearers for the Parade of Nations during the ceremony. Srijesh, who is known as Wall of India for his exceptional goalkeeping skills, retired from hockey after winning bronze medal in this edition of Games, while Manu Bhakar made history by becoming the first Indian athlete in the history of independent India to win 2 medals in a single edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.